you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, as we said, we are in a winter storm watch, and Omaha snow removal crews are getting ready for a wintry mix that's coming our way. Due to the fact that it's going to start off as rain, they aren't going to be laying down salt on the city streets ahead of time. So just a heads up to people who are out there commuting. Tomorrow, it may be slick on account of the fact that they don't want it to wash away.
But people will complain about that. Like, if things are grimy, either way, people get so mad about when to brine and when not to brine.
Yeah. That's
all experts. They didn't brine soon enough.
When do you brine?
I have never brined anything, so.
I brined a turkey. That's as far as I go. And it was a bit salty.
That's it. The road crews get out and put their finger on the ground and go,
ooh.
Needs a little bit more brine.
Needs some more brine. And bay, maybe. Some bay leaves. Just throw that in there.
Oh, yes.
Get a nice stew scent to the whole city. So we all are like, ooh, it's so snowy, but it smells so comfort
food-y. It's such a foodie town.
Oh, yes.
They lay down salt and bay on their streets.
So, woo-hoo-hoo. Well, tomorrow is not going to be a joke. No matter how much snow we get, that ice is what everybody's kind of giving everyone the warning about. I know everyone's heard about it, but just make plans.
Make plans. I mean, we got to make plans. Our bosses want us to talk about something interesting tomorrow.
What a challenge.
Well, let's see. Kids won't be in school most likely. They'll be in bed. I had this conversation with Wiley.
They're throwing out hotel rooms.
I should.
You and Wylene should enjoy a nice night at the hotel.
But they want us to share with employees. I can just get my... I live a mile away. Why don't I need? I got a hot tub.
You got a hot tub. You got a great bed from Mattress Firm. You don't need a hotel. You have a hotel.
I plan on coming up here if Jeff's going to be in a hotel and hanging out for a little bit and having a glass of water.
Jeff's like, I didn't invite you to come
drink.
Yeah,
what does it do? I have to share a room? I'm not sharing.
That's what it said on the thing. Would you like to share a room?
Like, I heard like to.
Okay.
Yeah, not going to.
I heard you can
follow. You're a grown-ass man.
I mean, doesn't that seem like in a modern day
HR
scenario of a bad planning?
Yes.
Well, you suggested I share up with Jenny from sales.
You guys need to rethink that in boss
Stuff
land.
Stuff happened.
Yeah, come
Things
on.
Things got weird.
Share a room.
I had to do it last year.
Ridiculous.
And I stood in a room over there, right at 108th and L, and my room, my big bay window... That hotel's taller than you think. I don't know the name of it, but there's a million hotels in the corner.
Yeah,
south corner of 108th and L.
It sits lower, so yeah, I believe
and
it
I
is.
I was in one of the top floors, and my room was looking north, and we were so stressed out by the storm, I watched people waiting for people to skid through the intersection in 108th and L.
Okay.
And it just never
Kelly
happened.
Inn.
Yeah. Never happened at all.
The Kelly Inn.
All right, so did you have to share a room last year?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, if you're rest out, it was probably about 15 to 20 people had hotel rooms. I don't know what time that storm was, but we had a major ice storm last year that didn't materialize, but it could have.
Yeah.
And it was all about
preparing.
Whether it got cold enough and it just stayed too warm and the ice was just rain.
Cold
enough, ample rain.
Maybe they were trying to make it good and go, well, you know, that was a waste. Why don't we just room everybody together?
Well, they're trying to be safe. So
I know that. I get that, but I just don't think you have to share rooms. I mean, I get it, but all right. Well,
Jeff Bezos is the richest person ever. Bloomberg's billionaire tracker on Monday put the Amazon CEO's wealth at $105 billion. Ew. Most of that wealth comes from his Amazon stock. Rose more than 50% in 2017, and I'm sure all of us helped pile on the wealth for him over the holidays. Good Lord, other day, an Amazon package was showing up at the house. Ding-dong!
Other than paying for your car, your rent, the main staples in life, what did you guys give your money to the most in terms of a retail? Did you give more money to an actual physical Target? How much did you give? I'm saying we all gave a lot to Amazon. You bought stuff on
throughout
Prime.
The year. If I had to figure out how much or where I spent a majority of my money, and it would be Amazon. I spent a lot of money on Amazon.
I don't spend as much money as I thought on Amazon. Things. Like I broke it down, and honestly, Target is probably what gets the lion's share, just because it's a crime of opportunity.
But would Amazon beat Walmart? Or I mean, that's on the list. Amazon would be on your list, right?
Amazon would be on my list. Yeah, but surprisingly, though, I mean, I'm still a brick and mortar person. You know what I mean? Like I still go in and get stuff.
Molly, you said the other day that you had more packages delivered to you. Because you don't like going to stores.
Yeah, I do. But I order from Target, too. Target has free shipping after $25.
But I'm just saying, so it's not surprising that Bezos is... We see where the money's coming from. Sometimes you hear about rich people and you're like, I've never given that guy a dime. We all get Amazon. You know, in Amazon, the model, probably one day they'll buy a Target or something.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, they're moving in on that stuff. I mean, this is the deal, is that it's not just that he's the richest person now. He's the richest person ever. He outpaces anyone in history as having the most wealth, $105 billion for one person. Microsoft founder Bill Gates, another person who were like, yeah, I see where you get my money. I've got your software on all my computers, or you even have one, maybe one of their computers. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is in second place. He's the second richest person.
They're rich.
They're lots of rich.
You can't take it with you, though.
No, you can't. No. That's one thing.
Does he look happier than us? I saw Bezos at the Golden Globes.
I don't know.
He looked like he's still pining for attention. You know, that Saoirse Ronan got up there and won for Lady Bird, which I think were they an Amazon-produced project?
I mean, it was a movie, but I don't know if Amazon threw money at it.
They got a call.
I mean, he was there for a reason. People kept giving shout-outs to Amazon. And
that's that Maisel. That's right.
Okay. The fabulous Mrs. Maisel.
All right. Hello.
But I mean, he seemed earnest to want to get recognized.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie, what's up?
So I am was an Amazon shopper over the holidays for the ease of it, I guess. And my daughter would come home every day and she'd see a box sitting there and she'd snap a picture and send to me she works in Nebraska Furniture Mart, which, by the way, I don't know if everyone knows, Nebraska Furniture Mart matches Amazon prices.
Do they?
So
okay.
So anyway, she sends me she sends me like daily pictures. This is why we have no business in Nebraska Furniture Mart right now, because of you people that keep shopping on Amazon.
Yeah. What do you do?
Everyone will match Amazon now. Will this be sustainable forever? I don't know if we're all eventually going to buy. Like, my spending on Prime is definitely ramped down. I just got excited by the convenience. I don't buy as much anymore.
After a while, you're going to get bored with it. Yeah.
I forget I have it, and I just use it at the holidays.
Yes, that's basically when I do. I mean, every once in a blue moon, I'll be in search of something that I can't find anywhere. Like, and it's such a comprehensive warehouse of everything that Amazon will be like the only place that has whatever weird thing I'm looking for.
Can you buy Can you buy sex toys on Amazon?
I don't know.
I've never looked. I don't even know. Maybe I should.
Yeah. Really? You sure?
Come on.
Is a blow-up sheet? You guys take care of that.
She's like, I'm not going to go ahead and have my cookies attached to Googling that for you guys. So have fun with that.
Hey, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Raising a family in the Midwest has always been one of the points of pride here in Nebraska. We always feel like this is the good life. And now it's nice to show that we have some backing when it comes to the nation. Wallet Hub compared all 50 states across 42 key indicators of family friendliness, and Nebraska ranked 9th among the 50 states as a great place to raise a family.
Who's in front of us?
Massachusetts was the number one state, followed by Minnesota, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Vermont, Wisconsin, New York, Iowa, and Nebraska.
It's funny how it just keeps going Midwest, East Coast, Midwest, East Coast. That's all it was Midwest and East Coast for the top 10.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it has super sunny places. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii came in at 33. I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact of like cost of living. I wonder if the cost of living, the affordability rank, we came in 24th. So we're sort of mid-pack when it comes to, you know, how much it costs. But we did do well on things like education and childcare. We ranked up higher than, and when it comes to like safety and things like that. But yeah, Nebraska, I mean, talk about telling us what we already know. It's a great place to raise a family.
And it is when you're talking family. I mean, again, we're going to get some snow and all that fun stuff. But I mean, year round, there's entertainment for the kids, whether it's summer, fall, spring, whatever, snow, they can go sledding. So yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you even think or you just say words?
I just say words,
he
my
just
man.
Says words.
No, it makes sense. Come on. There's no sunny places. You saw when it snowed down in Florida, all the kids are outside sledding. That brought joy to them. Right?
And the main basis of joy in the Midwest is sledding. That's what it all boils
snow.
Down to.
It is for me. Come on. Flying
child
kites.
Heart.
I haven't sledded in forever. You know what? I'm not even going to come in tomorrow. I'm going sledding. Screw it. Who wants to
At
come with me?
At 5 o'clock in the morning,
damn
you're
right,
going to have
Molly.
Zero takers.
They want us to do something fun. Well, I'm going sledding.
Is it skating or sledding?
I will go skating. I've skated once. It hurts my ankles.
I love to skate. Oh, you know? Skating's so fun. It's such a fun way to...
She's just saying words.
No, skating is so fun. I was actually really bummed that it was so cold. I was in Omaha over the holidays, and they have those great outdoor skating rinks. But it was just, I mean,
you
couldn't
go
out.
Oh,
yesterday,
it was cold.
Polar
cold.
Vortex.
I drove down by the Capitol District, that rink. I couldn't see a single person out there. But, I mean, it was in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. I mean, I don't know, but... today would be a great day.
Gorgeous day.
If you have the day
today.
Off, take the kids down there and go skating.
Well, even after school.
That beautiful rink across from DJ's dugout downtown.
Yeah.
I mean there's seriously. Construction in front of it, so it's kind of a little buried in there, but it'll be a total jewel, you know.
Pick up the kids from school and do something before they're going to be absolutely entombed in the household for at least the foreseeable future. Why not get some of that energy out? They rent you skates. It's so inexpensive. You can do hot cocoa.
And
you can do the whole thing.
For good charity as well.
Yeah,
right?
No, I mean, I'm saying like it's all, I mean, it's not a for-profit. It's all.
Hey, this is, I'm working through some things, Jeff. I'm not drinking. So now I'm just talking. Oh, man.
This is where earlier in the show we broke down what animals we are.
And I'm a dog.
Party is a
Squirrel.
Border collie.
Squirrel. Squirrel. Let the dogs out. Woof, woof, woof.
Molly is a cat. And I am the dog that is sleeping in the same place you last saw me.
Yes. He's that dog where it's like, I don't think he's moved in days. You're like, has he gone to the bathroom? He's like, I don't think
well,
so.
Well, you'd never see it. When you guys leave to go to work, I'm the dog that gets off the couch and sniffs my bowl just to see that you put food in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, check it.
Right.
And then
I
crawl back on the couch.
Yeah, I'm running window to window to find out what's going on. All right, we got a call right here. Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I was calling in regards to your Amazon order.
Yeah.
You can order sex toys, but they do stay in your history.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Have you done this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? That's interesting. See, that's one thing I'd always think would be... one of those things you want to, how would you
but
say
you
it?
You can't handle. Let other people use your Amazon because it's in your purchase history. So if you don't want them to see it.
Yeah, her grunt was when she saw it was in the purchase history. Party's saying, though, that he doesn't think that that's something you buy sight unseen.
Yeah.
I think once you know how one works.
Well, we are talking about... Now, this is me. I've never bought one. Put it this way. I've never used one. We'll just say that.
Right.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks for sharing.
There you go.
Oh.
You're welcome.
TMI? Yeah. But you would think that's something that you want to make sure it's...
No. This is something that you perfectly would want to buy online.
That don't no be one's sharing Amazon with your family.
She's embarrassed about her history, but nobody saw her have to go into a store.
Cling,
right.
You know,
hey, Mike.
Go through the creepy sex tunnel.
Exactly.
Have the lechy guy be like, me and my wife have one, and it's awesome.
You're like, stop.
It's gross. I'm leaving. Touch my purse. Ew.
You're like, and it was this one. No, this exact one. You're like, no.
What I want to know what the weirdest thing people buy on Amazon, and that I think it has to be high on the level of.
You can find anything.
The
I mean, you can find anything and everything on Amazon.
Yes, and you can.
And it comes in, I mean, and think about it. I mean, as nefarious or weird or embarrassing as it is, it always comes in that same brown box with the Prime tape on it. And then there you go.
Big-ass dildo on the side.
But it's not, it's not the cheapest thing. It's the only thing. The brilliance of Amazon, what they're selling, is convenience.
Absolutely.
And now.
You're right.
It's the checkout aisle. They removed the shipping and handling. They might have put it in another place.
Yeah.
Right.
But the brilliance is, just click now and it'll be here tomorrow. They're selling convenience.
Yeah, they are. They are. So, and that was convenient for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Take care.
All right. All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. All
We're going to need to get you a drink.
I had a conversation with Wylene.
Or us a drink.
Whatever. I had a conversation with Wylene yesterday, and I said, you know what? Next year when we do this, because we only, by the way, I'm not drinking for a month, all right? And it's sad. I'm not going to celebrate.
So you haven't officially said that yet. You are pushing through?
I am pushing through. Oh, my gosh. The thing is that I'm not trying to set myself up for failure, you know, because I don't want to feel bad about it. So I'm like, yeah, if I have a beer with Jeff on this weekend during the playoff games, and I have a beer, but do I want to? No. And what's happening right now is I'm trying to, it's ruining my social life, at least halting it in a lot of ways, because I don't want to go out anywhere that will give me the opportunity to go, just one.
Why don't you just take a break, a dry January from hard liquor, and limit yourself that you can have a few beers. You can have two beers when you go out.
Because I can't.
Well, there's a bigger problem.
Well, some people are just on or off drinkers. I mean, there's no such thing as like a
beer, and I love to drink, and I love the booze, and I love the everything. So that's just me. But I did tell Wylene, I said, next year, let's start this in February, all right? Because it's too gosh dang hard. You got all the football, all the sports, you're coming back from break. You know,
I think that's the best
the
time
weather
to do it. Though.
And I
think the best
fan.
Time is because you get that free week after New Year's Eve where we were all hungover.
Yeah.
I mean, the first week's the easiest. It's free.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
If you could just get through week number two, which is now.
Yeah.
Now all you got to do is just kind of sit back and chill. You got 2.5 weeks left.
I know. I'm counting the days. Are you kidding me?
Lent is always a good one.
He has no fingernails left.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I'm just walking around. It's like I'm the dog. I am the border collie staring out the window waiting for somebody to...
Squirrel.
Yeah. I was watching a squirrel the other day. They're very fat, by the way.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, I'm curious what people are going to do during the storm tomorrow. Give us a call, 938-9400. We don't have the luxury. I don't remember the last time I was able to, and I'm not whining or crying about... last time I was able to take a day due to a storm because we kind of, it's our duty and our job to be here, you know, and to guide people through their morning, let people know what they're doing. Sometimes we're the only source, depending on what's going on, because we're immediate. People call, they tell us what's going on live, and we give it right to
you. We're able to share. I mean, that's part of the beauty and the wonder of what we get to do is the fact that we get to be, you know, the place that people turn to in moments like that. I always am bummed when we miss out on storms. Like, I always want them to be on the weekend when it's like it forces you to just have a home day. But, I mean, on a weekday like this,
Molly,
sometimes
you never want to leave your house, do you?
Never.
She doesn't.
She really.
You really don't. You can't say you do, except to go get the kids, but you're right back home.
I mean, we
FaceTime here. We FaceTime here. Molly's in Chicago, and she's got a studio right there in her home. And so we get to see her in her pajamas. On a daily basis.
No, my New Year's resolution, I'm not in pajamas every day.
Stand up.
That was my New Year's resolution.
Stand up. Oh, my
God.
Those
aren't
jammies. Right.
Nope.
I've worn
clothes. I've taken showers and worn clothes. That was my New Year's resolution, my gift to you guys. I thought, you know what? I'm going to start not wearing pajamas. I mean, for people to understand, I work from home. Yeah. And when I say I wear pajamas, I'm usually wearing pajama bottoms. I always wear a bra. You can't talk about the world and the news and everything and not have foundation pieces on. Because that was always the one thing. People are like, I mean, are you? I'm like, no, I always got a bra on. You know, I'm going to talk about North Korea.
The prison populations that listens would prefer you didn't.
In their mind, it's theater of the mind, whatever. But I'm saying for myself, when I'm talking about winter updates, I need the puppies in the yard. Like, it's just, well, we got to keep the kittens in the sweater.
Could you kind of change up every now and then and just kind of shockingly do like cleavage action?
Cleavage.
For us? Oh. Yeah, Jeff,
well, the problem is that you guys see me, I'm always in a sweatshirt. It's freezing. So my studio is in the basement of my home.
Okay.
I live in Chicago. And for whatever reason, and we didn't notice this when we purchased the house, this room, the heater doesn't work. Like the radiators don't work. So okay. I have to have a space heater in here. And that is why you usually see me looking like Nanook of the North, because you guys are like, oh, it's so cold outside. I'm like, it's cold in here. Like the other day, what was it, Jeff? It was like 59 degrees in my studio.
Yeah, but it was negative 50 here.
How cold?
Yeah, but like, you got to go inside.
How cold does it get down there? Without the space heater, would you see your breath? I mean...
It could be really cold. Like it doesn't ever get freezing, but it gets into like the low 50s, high 40s in this room, which I've been able to tell now because our lovely boss got us these handy dandy new clocks that also tell you what the temperature is in the room. That's how I found out it was that cold. I was like, oh,
I think that you should show sympathy to your two male co-hosts who have to drive to work.
Yeah. Yes.
That she should have a sympathy commute, and it involves walking downstairs, having to put shoes on, go out the back door,
okay,
walk around to the front door of her house.
There you go.
Just so she's outside.
And then come back and then
come back
your coat
take
off
your gear off, go downstairs and do the show. So at least you went outside.
Because that is one of the, I mean, I know you come into town and stuff like that, but that is, you got to, you know, admit, that is one of the worst things that people
absolutely
have to do on a daily basis is get up, shower, get dressed, go outside in the cold. I mean, that sucks. Warm up the car. That just
it's only
sucks.
Bad in the cold, though.
Yeah, it's only bad in the cold. That's what I'm saying that Molly's
summer's
missing
not
out
bad.
On.
Yeah, summer's not bad. Yeah. I always love those spring mornings, you know, like when you go outside and the birds are chirping and you're like, oh, the warm weather's coming. You can feel it in the air. That's always lovely.
No, but when do you do that? On the weekends?
Very, very rarely, unless absolutely necessary. I come out of my little, I'm like, I'm almost like the groundhog. Like I come out, I see my shadow. I want to hide for how many more weeks?
The neighbors are like, who's that lady?
It's white. She's a white. And
they're like, that's Peter Coffey's wife. She's the mother of those children.
She on house arrest? No, she's just.
She's a cat lady.
Self.
When did she get that ankle bracelet off? She doesn't have one.
No, this is self-confinement.
The neighbors are like, she walked all the way to the end of the driveway. Did you guys get the paper? Did you guys get the physical paper?
I don't go out and get it. Peter does.
Oh, well, of course not. Why? Tim, what's up, buddy? What can we do for you?
Hey, listen, I just want to comment about how you guys have to step outside in the cold.
Well, yeah, we all do.
Well, I'm a security officer, and I'm in the cold, the sun, the heat, the rain, the snow, the hail.
Yeah,
we're in it 24/7.
Oh,
where do you do security? Where are you a security officer at?
I can't disclose that.
Oh. That would be insecure. I can't disclose that, sir. But I'm saying you're standing outside a building or something, or.
Well, I'll just put it this way: the mall stays safe.
Oh, okay. Oh,
mall cop.
Mall cop.
We got Paul Blart, mall cop.
What are you doing outside if you're a mall cop?
We driving a cruiser.
Oh, okay, so
and
you're
by cruiser, do you mean Segway?
Oh, God. You know, actually, it's funny. I do look like Paul Blart Jr.
Do you?
In my uniform.
So then from now on, when you call the show, we want you to refer to yourself as Paul Blart Jr.
How about I just get in uniform and come down to the studio?
All right.
I love it.
We'll take photos
better
with you.
I'll do it this next week on my day off. I'll come down to the studio in my uniform.
Okay. Please do.
Right. That'd be except the only problem is I broke my Segway doing bunny hops.
You're doing bunny
hops in a Segway.
Really?
They're not cheap, those Segways. Do you have to pay for it?
No, we don't have any Segways. We got cruisers, and we have a... It's funny, because in the summer, we have to ride a bike. I don't ride the bike, though.
What mall? Please tell.
I can't say which mall.
Is it a West mall? Is it a Middletown mall?
Would you feel like it's like it's on point to be a village?
Let's just say, I like to be downtown.
Okay, all right. Okay. So we'll leave it at that.
I feel Midtown Crossing.
Jeff!
Monday or Tuesday, I'll come down. I'll surprise you guys at the studio, and
You don't have
Paul
to.
Paul Bartley would love that.
Well, Molly.
Molly's not here.
Molly's not here. Molly's she has a thing here. For a man in uniform, by
We're gonna
the way.
You're going to be coming down here hanging out with two dudes. Looking at a cat lady on FaceTime.
take me off the air. I want to talk to you guys off the air.
Oh, okay. My gosh. He is a man of words.
Things got covert.
Gosh. Yeah, it did. All right, 938-9400.
Well, the weirdness is we're trying to metabolize what's going to happen with the weather.
Yeah.
It's weird when you look at the three-day forecast. 50s today in the tens. That's what they have on KMTV, the tens.
The tens, whatever that means.
And 17 as a high on Friday.
Yep.
That still seems strange. Now, believe me, I know nothing about weather.
Yeah, you do.
But to get from 50s... I think that's the thing to look for. Does it get into the 50s today? Does it get that high?
We have to get that locomotive polar deal, like that train vortex that comes out of Canada that just pushes. That's what ends up happening.
Let's all hope for hot today. The higher it gets, the more it's got to come down.
Yes.
The more it warms the streets. So, like, it won't freeze when it hits it. Like, that warms up the ground.
I don't know.
See, again, you.
I mean, listen, I don't leave my house, okay? Consider me on, like, a Mars mission where I'm in my hype up, and I'm in my habitat pod.
Molly broadcasts from Mars. There you go.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
American Idol is coming back to television on a whole new network. So Fox has said goodbye to it after 15 years, but then ABC scooped it up. And American Idol is going to be different. First of all, yesterday came word that they're not going to be, you know, showcasing those bad auditions that we all have come to know and love and expect.
Which is a bummer.
I know. But now, I guess American Idol introduced, you know, the world to the big stars making, like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert. And they said they want to get back to that. They want to get back to making stars. I don't know how you can get, I mean, either it is or it isn't. I mean, I don't feel like that the show got away from making stars. I just feel like the pool got drained.
I don't know. I think the focus on the artist change.
Maybe
unfortunately,
a little bit.
Because with every show, it's all about the judges now, you know, and who's judging and so on and so forth.
So American Idol, the reboot, is going to premiere on ABC March 11th. And one of the big stars from American Idol, the first winner, was Kelly Clarkson. And I guess she shared a little parenting advice recently and said that when it comes to disciplining her kids, she isn't opposed to spanking.
There it is.
I'm not above a spanking, which people aren't necessarily into. I mean, I don't mean like hitting her hard. I just mean a spanking. I warn her. I'm like, hi, I'm going to spank you on your bottom if you don't stop right now. Like, this is ridiculous. And I'm from the South, y'all, so like, we get spankings. My mom would call the principal, like if I ever ended up in the principal's office, and give permission for her to spank me.
Damn,
I'm a well-rounded individual.
Yes.
With a lot of character. So I think it's fine.
All right.
So, 3-year-old daughter River, 1-year-old son Remington, and she said she's not above a good spanking. So, I don't know if she's going to get blowback on that. You know how everybody feels about, you know, corporal punishment.
Hey, that's the way she wants to
swat on the bottom.
Whatever.
Yeah. A little swat on the bottom. Yesterday, we shared the news that Lena Dunham of Girls and Bleachers frontman Jack Antonoff have called it quits after 5.5 years. Together, and I guess Lena Dunham took to social media. Latest Instagram post says, starting over is the beautiful moment where you choose yourself.
Oh, starting over is the beautiful moment when you choose yourself.
Right.
Apparently, she wasn't herself with him.
Well, I'd just be interested if they say it was mutual, but I wonder if...
I wonder what that means. What does that really mean? Does that mean like you get to develop your new self, you know?
You can lose yourself in a relationship. You know, it's all about you.
Yeah.
And that does happen. Now, whether or not that was the case with them, but she's enjoying this moment to choose. She gets to choose yourself. So I don't know if she's like going into a closet and like, no, this is the new me, and then throwing it on. But we'll see. James Franco was the big winner on Golden Globes. Saturday night, he took home the statue for best male actor for his performance in The Disaster Artist, but that was a short-lived celebration. Now he's under fire for sexual misconduct. He was on The Late Show last night with Stephen Colbert and fielding some questions about accusations made on Twitter and also accusations, you know, made in, by other people in other locations. But I guess the New York Times had an event that was highlighting him, and they've canceled it amid these allegations. He's claiming
they canceled what? What'd they cancel?
New York Times canceled an event that they were hosting for James Franco.
Also, it's like a celebration type?
Yeah, it was called the Times Talk, and it was planned for today in New York, and it would have featured James Franco and his younger brother, David Franco, discussing their film, The Disaster Artist, and I guess the New York Times canceled it amid these allegations.
They're just giving in. Just if there's even smoke, people are like, you're guilty.
Yeah, I know. This is what he says right here.
The way I live my life, I can't live if there's restitution to be made. I will make it. So if I've done something wrong, I will fix it. I have to.
That was him on Stephen Colbert last night.
Yeah, Colbert last night. He looks sad. You know, I that sucks.
The New York Times, I guess they said that given the controversy surrounding recent allegations, we're no longer comfortable proceeding in that vein. So I guess that's what they issued in a statement in regards to why they canceled the event about James Franco today. So, you know, we'll find out. Obviously, at this point, they're just allegations. So he's claiming that they were overblown. Well, I'm sure more development to come.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.